Actor becomes a victim of a hate crime. Investigation ensues. Actor is arrested. Whew. We're going to talk about it on this episode of Pop Life.
Jesse Smollett says that attack happened just a short distance from here. Today, police don't have any suspects or even a solid description of the men. A reported crime that has rattled Hollywood and just about everyone else.
Good evening, I'm Jeff Glore, and this is our Western Edition. We're going to begin tonight in Chicago, where police are looking for Jesse Smollett. Our CBS Chicago station WBBM obtained surveillance video of two brothers who say they were hired by Smollett buying items to help stage an attack.
Empire actor Jesse Smollett is now in custody in Chicago. He is facing a felony charge for allegedly filing a false police report claiming that two men attacked him in a hate crime last month.
On January 29th, actor Jesse Smollett, known for his role on the Fox show Empire, reported that he was assaulted by two masked men who beat him, used racial and homophobic slurs, and put a rope around his neck while he was making a late-night food run in Chicago. Outrage by fans, fellow cast members, and pundits ensued, and now the tables have turned. Smollett himself has been arrested for making a false police report and could possibly face up to 3 years in prison. Helping me to make sense of it all is Bob Thompson, director of the Blair Center for the Study of Television and Popular Culture at Syracuse University. And then we'll talk to entertainment writer Leslie Streeter of the Palm Beach Post down in West Palm Beach, Florida. And Bob, it looks like we are back to another one of our when good actors do bad things episodes.
I'll say, and this one is, I mean, if all this turns out to be true, is really diabolical. And what was interesting, I mean, this whole story, first the horrendous nature of the story, and then the idea that it might not be true, and then on Thursday morning when the press conference from the Chicago Police Department, that was a press conference like no other. I mean, they were steamed.
Yeah, I mean, you can imagine how pretty pissed they were.
Yeah, I think they used that word, yeah. If I'm not mistaken.
Now, I mean, I think they admitted that they didn't pull resources from any other investigations, but still, it is a significant waste of time and waste of taxpayer dollars. Now, for those who are not familiar with Mr. Smollett, he is an actor that appears on the Fox show Empire. It's a show that's been in, I think, 5 seasons now. And it is about hip-hop artist and CEO of Empire Entertainment, Lucius Lyon, played by Terrence Howard. Lucius's ex-wife, Taraji P. Henson. And Smollett's character is one of the sons in this tumultuous family business. So it's all about the music business. There's a lot of performances. When the show first aired, the first season, it did pretty well. It had very good success.
Yeah, I'd go further than that. It was, I think, the biggest new show, one of the big network debuts to come along in a long time. The average rating that first season was 17.3 million.
Wow.
That's enormous for any TV show at the time. Now, that's gone down considerably, but this was a major force to be reckoned with. And, of course, it made its two stars superstars.
Yeah. Now, you said it the ratings have gone down. It was a pretty steady downward spiral for this after the first season. For some reason, just didn't hold with people. And I think the never-ending drama. Now, it is a drama, but the drama was just had so much extra drama on top of it. I don't think was sustainable for a lot of people. Do you?
I think you're right. And because it was a broadcast show, it couldn't, you know, we get a lot of these cable shows that do 8 episodes per season, 13 episodes per season. Empire started, it started in January, so it only had 12 in season one, but then it had to churn out 18 episodes mm-hmm. for the next seasons. And it was semi-based on King Lear, and of course, King Lear ends after 4 hours. This had to go on for, 5 seasons. It held up pretty good in its second season.
Okay.
I think it did 17.3 season one, season two about $16 million, and then it fell down to 10, and fourth season down to 7.5. To the extent that for a show that so many people were talking about 4 years ago, I've encountered a lot of people over the last couple of days who have said, "Is that still on?"
Right, right. I think it was going up against a very similar show in Power that airs on Showtime. And so I think after the initial buzz, people fell back on Power, which happened to be a lot of people's favorites in that genre. Getting back to Mr. Smollett, so the Chicago police are reporting that the motive behind this false report was that he was unhappy with his salary, and I guess from the show, and I guess trying to build his profile a bit to be able to ask for more money?
Well, now, we're talking not that many hours after the Chicago police press conference. And, yes, they did say that this was part of a plot to because he didn't think his salary was high enough on the show. I don't think, and if they did say it, I missed it. I don't know where they got that information. I don't know if that came from those brothers or...
Yeah, no, they did not say where they got that information.
Right, by that time Smollett was in custody, so
right.
I don't know where they got it. But if that's the case, and they certainly said that with some degree of confidence, that's where I get back to the word diabolical. Because if you're then looking for a motive, because this seems such a heinous thing to do for so many reasons, but and if nothing else, it gives so many people who like to discredit the fact that we are still in a society where this kind of thing actually really does happen. This gives them something to say that it doesn't, and all kinds of other stuff. But I suppose one can give some kind of evil motive here, in that, according to one report, the stars of that show, Terrence Howard and Taraji P. Henson, as you mentioned before, were apparently making about $175,000 per episode, and apparently Smollett was making about $20,000 per episode.
Okay.
So I guess in some kind of late night whatever, the idea of putting himself in this kind of position, and he was thinking this out several steps, if in fact it's true, and I think we should say if, because we
right.
only know what we saw in the press conference, the idea that would, for one thing, put him in the news, place him in some kind of martyr position, and make him, therefore, in a better negotiating position for getting a better salary. That is a really, really frighteningly rational set of activities, if that's what happened.
Yeah, I mean, because not long after, he was on several television shows, talking to the press, talking to show hosts.
Weeping.
He was getting sympathy from the producers and fellow actors of the show. So, I mean, if like you said, if that was his motive, you could see how it was beginning to sort of play in his favor in bringing him more attention. I also think, as this is the conversation I had with my wife when we were trying to figure out, so if this is false, why? I mean, he also does a bit of touring, and I don't know if it's for the show or if he does his own act, but he does appear in concert. And again, that's another way to raise your profile, to potentially sell more tickets, get more bookings. The backdrop of what he's claiming, that it was a racially motivated hate crime, I think is what really has people. It's one thing to say that I was robbed, I was beaten up, but to say that you had a noose put around your neck, that people were wearing MAGA hats, using racial and homophobic slurs. The police, I believe, also contend that he wrote the initial hate letter that he received at the studio
to
himself. That's
what I understand, yeah.
And so that I think is really what is getting people upset, because the rate at which people came out so quickly to condemn those activities that they now have to walk back and look foolish.
Right. And, well, they should be upset. And we certainly saw it in that press conference that he would use that imagery and those symbols, which are so charged and, in fact, are still being used by people in not made up situations. If, in fact, he was using that those things all and making them up for his own self-aggrandizing, that is a lot. That is really disturbing. We've had, I mean, remember Ryan Lochte, mm-hmm. the multiple gold medal winning swimmer, who made up that story about what they went into a gas station and they caused some problems, and he made up that whole story, which turned out to be a lie.
Right.
That made him look stupid. It made him look petty, but that was a recoverable offense. As mm-hmm. a matter of fact, he showed up on Celebrity Big Brother
right.
just a few weeks ago. Got voted out the second week it was on, but still, he got work. I think this is going to be a pretty hard thing for Smollett to recover from.
Well, yeah, I think he could probably face some fines. He can face up to 3 years in prison per Illinois law. He was supposed to appear on a TNT show called Drop the Mic, or at least in an episode of that. It's a hip-hop roast and battle show. They've pulled that. And so, yeah, he's tainted his reputation in the business that he's trying to earn a living in. I think it's going to be pretty much a downhill spiral, deep spiral for Mr. Smollett.
I mean, if I were he and his attorneys, I'd be worried about, I mean, this can carry jail time. Normally, in this kind of case, you wouldn't expect it. But given the nature of the rhetoric that we heard in that press conference, I think there's a lot of people out there who are going to be pushing strong for that, if for no other reason, for its symbolic value.
Yeah. It's funny because the police, they did their due diligence.
Seems so, yeah.
But I don't think they, things just didn't ring true for them off the bat. And I have to say, I was not one of those that immediately erupted with outrage. Things just didn't make sense to me that someone, even though he's making, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of $20,000 an episode, has the means to not have to make a run to Subway in the middle of the night. The fact that when the police showed up to his apartment, he was still wearing the noose around his neck just didn't play right with me. That's per the police report. So it was one of those things that I said to my wife, I said, I'm going to wait and see what happens with this because it sounds kind of funny.
See, you would make a way better detective than me because you're right. In retrospect, everything you just said and the fact that he didn't want to surrender his phone mm-hmm. and the fact that he asked for the body cams to be turned out. I mean, in retrospect, you're right. But I have to say, I completely bought the story from start to finish until it started unraveling.
Now, this to me sort of harkens back to the old school, old Hollywood publicist trick days of getting more publicity for yourself. Can you recall any other, other than the Ryan Lochte case, other sort of Hollywood incidents where people were playing up events to get public sympathy or get more more attention?
Well, not like this. And of course, the Ryan Lochte thing was not that did him absolutely no good whatsoever.
Right.
I mean, that I don't know what he was up to with that. But, I mean, we had things like, you know, Andy Kaufman used to do that
right.
weird stuff where you didn't know if he was really getting in a fight or really been hurt and all this sort of stuff. But I can't think of, and I'm sure there have been, but I can't think of anything quite like this. And part of it is that, for one thing, it's such an egregiously horrible strategy. I mean, employing the noose and the hate letter and all this kind of stuff. And also, just the dangerous quality. He had to bring at least two more people into this thing. In an era of such voracious investigation, forget just journalism, but from TMZ to everything on the internet and everything, to have expected this to have gone off without a hitch was close to delusional if it in fact happened, which I think we continue to have to qualify.
Right. We have to qualify it if it did happen as the police say it did. You know, Bob, I don't pick my nose in public. There are cameras all over the place. Now, while the police don't have any video evidence of the actual beating, there is video evidence of the two guys that were supposedly hired in the store buying the masks and the hats and other things. And there's some other video evidence as well. I don't go so far as to pick my nose in public because I know there are just cameras everywhere. So I don't know why this wasn't thought out a bit more clearly than what it was.
Right, especially in the city of Chicago. I mean, he was in the middle of an urban, densely, not only densely populated by people, but as you point out, populated by cameras. And I think it's true. When you walk outside, I think the assumption has got to be, especially if you're somebody who's well known. I mean, he's a celebrity. That cameras could be and probably around. I don't even pick my nose indoors anymore. I turn off the lights. I do all my nose picking in the dark.
Yeah, not even not knocking on someone's door because of the Ring doorbells. You have the Nest cameras. There are just cameras all over the place in this country. So it's I'm making light of it, but it's a serious situation.
Well, you know, presence of cameras is a blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, there's all kinds of privacy issues and everything, but think of the things that people have not gotten away with.
Yes.
And I'm especially all of these, people being shot and taken
right.
into custody and beaten and everything. If it weren't for the presence of cameras, a lot of that stuff we would just never hear about.
It's certainly how I think was a good reason. And why the Boston bomber was
right,
was
exactly,
yeah.
And an awful lot of people whose civil rights have been taken away and so forth. But yeah, the Boston bomber is a really good example of
yeah.
that. We saw that clip played over and over and over again.
And for a different perspective, we turn to Leslie Streeter. She's an entertainment writer for the Palm Beach Post down in West Palm Beach, Florida. Welcome back to the show, Leslie.
Thank you, sir. How are you?
I'm good. So this whole Smollett thing. Now, first of all, I should say this second half of the show, this story is moving so quickly that the first half, which was recorded yesterday, and now today, it's already new developments have happened. So now the show itself, the producers of the show have decided to drop Jussie Smollett from the remainder of the Empire season starting now. So not only is he they had been sticking with him for a while until events played out, until things became a bit more clear. But now not only is he facing potential fines and jail times, he is without potential income. What do you make of all this craziness? Is this not one of the craziest things to happen in Hollywood in a long time?
It's the publicness of it, the apparent, if this is true, the dumbness, the sheer stupidity of the plan, and the fact that if this is true, he did not really think about the follow through or, you know, hey, maybe you don't hire a guy that you work with, or
mm-hmm.
maybe you don't. Like, he had so many details in the alleged story that were so specifically turned away from the people who were actually involved that I wanted to believe him, and I believed him. I'm very honest. I believed him, because why would you make this up?
Did you?
But just so many things were wrong with the story that you would go, nah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I went back to look at it, because I don't remember having put out any outrage in any of my social media posts. In fact, when I did post the story when it initially hit, I either said something like, this is wild, or this is a shame, but I offered no opinion, only because there were things about the story that just didn't ring normal for me. I don't want to say didn't
No.
ring true, but just some things just seemed normal. And the more you learn about the events, the more it looks like the Keystone Cops was behind planning this.
Yes.
There were a lot of things went wrong with the planning. as we say, if it's true. It's looking more and more like it
could be. It's looking
be.
More and more like it's true, yeah.
Yeah. There are, because the police are in possession of text messages between Smollett and his accomplices. those texts are discussing things like payment, about preparing to buy the supplies, ensuring that MAGA hats and chants were a part of the assault, buying drugs. So it's in the face of mounting evidence, through his lawyers, he is still claiming innocence. So I wanted
which
to,
is odd to me.
It is. It is indeed, because it seems like if you come out and own it and say, you know, it was a stupid idea, it was a publicity stunt, like maybe there's a chance you can save your career. But I think if you go down this path of proclaiming innocence and it comes out through trials that you are obviously lying, I think the career is done.
Not only done, but it's done because you did it. I mean, if the cops are telling the truth that his alleged reason was that he didn't think he was making enough money and maybe he thought that this was going to help him, you know, raise his status somehow, all of these are dumb reasons to do this, it seems, because it seemed like his career was going great. He was the breakout star of that show. He was the discovery
mm-hmm.
of that show, and I don't know what's going on with him. I read something very interesting on Twitter yesterday that said, if this were anyone else, if this, say, were a straight white man this had happened to, they would just blame him. They mm-hmm. would not. There would not be a lot of think pieces about, what does this say about us as a people? What does this say about the queer community? It's like, why do I have to have anything to do with
yeah.
this? Why am I at all implicated in your idiocy? Why can't it just be about you being an idiot?
Yeah, well, one of the things that Bob Thompson and I discussed, in different situation because, you know, it's not a hate crime, but if you remember back in the Olympics when swimmer Ryan Lochte reported that they were robbed outside of the Olympic Village, that turned
yeah.
out not to be true. It hurt him a little bit, maybe in the beginning with endorsement money, but, you know, he's back in action. He's on Big Brother Celebrity and
yep.
still has endorsements. So it's a different situation, although it is a false report. But he did not go through. I think he made the comment. He didn't go through with filing a police report, which.
No, the police came. But I think that. Or did no? The police came after he had left.
No, I'm talking about Ryan Lochte.
Yeah,
Lochte didn't.
Yes.
Yeah, they came to ask him about it, but he didn't go through the motions of filing a report.
No.
So that is the felony charge of disorderly conduct that is facing Smollett, and that, you know, can have up to 3 years in prison. So it's a pretty serious charge. Now, we you know, Bob and I talked about the show and its beginnings and all that stuff. I wanted to chat with you about sort of how are we making sense of this as a community of people, as a nation, as celebrities. How are folks sort of you know, discussing this thing? And I've seen all kinds of comments. I've read where Robin Roberts, who had the first and only interview
yeah.
with Smollett, has stated that it's a setback for race relations, homophobia. He's pointed fingers at MAGA supporters. So he's got all kinds of people upset from all sides. I've heard and read where people are suggesting that maybe there is some mental emotional issues facing Smollett.
Oh, surely. I believe. Not that I, you know, went to any sort of psychological training, but it would appear to be.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say that I feel like, yes, if you were inclined to believe that hate crime reporting is usually false, this is going to verify that for you.
Mm-hmm.
I do not believe that most people who were inclined to believe the statistics that hate crimes have increased, and just the reporting, not even the actual crimes, many of which go unreported, statistics tell us, that if you are willing to believe that that is true, this incident is saddening to you because it's maybe going to be harder to convince people on the fence.
Yeah.
But I think that if you truly believe that that there's a problem that we're having right now in the society and it's not going anywhere, this makes it harder for some people to be believed, but it does not lessen your belief that these things happen. If you are a person who believes that everyone is making these things up, if you're a person who never cared about it and who was sending, he's making it up tweets just because he was a black gay man, mm-hmm. and or because he was from Hollywood, or because he was assumed to be liberal or whatever, it's owning the libs or whatever, you have people who are who doubled down on their belief that he was lying, and now it appears that they appear to be right. And now the backlash is, I read this tweet, and I don't know if she's a real person or a bot or just an idiot, who said, he targeted us as white people. It's like, first of all, shush. Second of all, unless you were a white dude wearing a MAGA hat, you were in no more danger sitting in your house in Wisconsin than anyone else was. Mm-hmm. The same cannot be said of the people who lived in Boston when Charles Stewart said that a black man had shot himself and his pregnant wife, when they completely messed up that community, or the people in South Carolina when Susan Smith lied about a black man stealing her children. So every time that all happens, they mm-hmm. roust the nearest black community. So the random people claiming that this targets them and makes them victim, it's dumb.
Yeah.
First of all, it's just not true. But yes, you would feel, you'd take it personally, like when that woman said that she was accosted by Obama supporters who wrote Obama on her cheek, but she did it herself and she did it backwards. And they're like, yeah, you're lying. I don't even know what her deal was. And people, every year there's a random story about like somebody doing something dumb and blaming some random black people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that happens much more often, at least in the news, than, you know, multimillionaire, you know, award-winning performers blaming random white people for things. And should he have done it? No. Is that a problem? Yes. Was it a racially motivated accusation? Absolutely. Absolutely. And if this is true, he was 100% wrong. It is a racist act. Are, in general, white people worse off for this having happened? No.
You're absolutely right. There is and the statistics are there, the studies are there. There is a significant rise in hate crimes over the mm-hmm. last 2 years in this country. Most people don't access the data, the statistics, and the reports. They just take what they've heard. And so I think
what they feel, it should be right. So, yeah.
And I think that when you make that statement now for people who don't access the data, it's easy to say, well, half of these people could be lying about it. You know, could be doing this in an attempt to do something against. Usually, this is geared toward the president. And so I think it does set things back a bit. The anger and frustration felt by the police chief in Chicago was pretty palpable. As a black man who saw this black gay man, using symbols like nooses, with all the historical context behind that, as a publicity stunt. That has pissed off not only that police officer, but black folks all over this country are pretty upset about that, particularly those that came out in support of him to begin with. It'll be interesting to see how the show deals with this. So they're not including him in the remaining shows. Would you see this as poor taste if they took advantage of the situation to create ratings-driven content around his not being there, around the characters not being there, like setting up some kind of crazy murder or some event that takes him off in light of the situation? It's a little different from Roseanne, who was fired, and then they can...
they just straight up killed her.
Right. You know, that's a little different from that because of the nature of what he's done, or is supposedly done, we should say.
Supposedly done, yeah.
Do you see the show writers taking advantage of the situation and creating a storyline that is hyped up where they can do something to this character that, that draws in viewers? Because the show is
absolutely.
I think the show suffered after its first one or two seasons with audience. So this
it
could
did. It just wasn't as good. Honestly, the first two seasons were great. I quit watching. I had stuck around longer than most people, and I kind of this season was like, this is just. It was horrible. I think some of the acting is horrible, and they didn't even try to make it believable. I'm like, I don't like any of these people and want them to be, you know, boiled in oil or something. So if I can't stand them, I'm out.
Yeah.
And I stopped watching it. So I think the show probably only had another season or so in it anyway, and that's just sort of the arc of the show. And shows like that, because of the incredible hype it got at the beginning, mm-hmm. those shows always stay on at least one season too long.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the show's done, honestly. I think they'll get one more season.
Oh, wow. That'll
maybe.
Be, that'll be interesting.
Maybe. I mean, I think that it was winding, it was, you know, running its course creatively, or had run its course creatively, I think, anyway.
Yeah, I stuck with it for the first season, but it's just not my type of entertainment. It was like Tyler Perry on steroids with the drama, and I say that not being the biggest fan of Tyler Perry's work.
I feel you.
So it was tough to, and a lot of folks, I think, as I mentioned before earlier in the show, are more loyal to the show Power on Showtime, that's produced by 50 Cent. So they find that to be a bit more authentic. And there was actually, some public feuding between the creators and producers of that show and this show.
Which was so upsetting to me.
As we like to do with the territorial behavior.
Oh, it's like, well, we got to fight. It shows everybody's rich. Can't we just be rich and black? You be rich and black over there. I'll be rich and black over here. And we'll just collectively, because white people don't have to get along all the time. Their shows don't have to have some sort of synergy. You just be white and rich over there. It's dumb.
Yeah, it's one of those things I find, especially with these rap beefs and the like, you know, it's like, look, there's enough money to divide up between everyone.
Just everybody.
Get your piece of the pie, shut up and perform. So it's
we're all rich and we'll sit together and count our money. My mother used to always joke about how when that happened, it was kind of like with wrestlers, you know, who like, oh, we hate each other, and then they get off stage and like go to dinner and count their money and smoke cigars or whatever, because who cared?
Yeah, absolutely. So look, it's going to be interesting to watch how this thing unfolds. I think it's going to go pretty quickly. I don't know if there is much of a defense to mount with all the evidence that's facing him. So it will be interesting to see what happens with Jussie Smollett. It'll be interesting to see what happens with the show Empire. And hopefully we can get together and chat about it again.
Absolutely. It was fun.
Well, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
That's going to do it for another edition of Pop Life on WAER. Be sure to like the Pop Life Facebook page at Pop Life WAER. And you can check out the website waer.org for past episodes. Until next time, I'm Joe Lee.